Hello and welcome to another Orbit, the daily devotional from the youth team at St Mary's Reigate. I'm Martin Saunders. Each day we give you a short passage of the Bible to reflect on, a way of putting it into practice in your life, and a chance to pray and reflect. The Bible reading today comes from 1 Corinthians 12 verses 4 to 7. There are different kinds of gifts, but the same Spirit distributes them. There are different kinds of service, but the same Lord. There are different kinds of working, but in all of them and in everyone, it is the same God at work. Now, to each one, the manifestation of the Spirit is given for the common good. At the core of the Christian faith are some wild ideas. Yes, we're all meant to love and serve one another, but that lovely value system flows out of some really amazing, weird, supernatural stuff. If you're a Christian, then you believe that God came to earth in human form, that he died, which is relatively easy, and then rose from the dead, which is impossible. More than that, you believe that after he died, he ascended into heaven and then sent another form of himself to live inside us and give us supernatural power. Why do people make Christianity so boring when that's the origin story? That second form, the Holy Spirit, has some pretty major effects on us as he, or you could equally say she, lives inside us. First, the Spirit changes our character, producing what Paul calls fruit in us, good things like kindness, patience, gentleness, and so on. And second, the Spirit gives us supernatural gifts and abilities. We'll talk more about these gifts in the coming days, but for now, let's reflect on a few general things that Paul says about them. In these verses, he's clear to point out that while the gifts can be wildly different, some of them involving amazing and seemingly impossible feats, and others being more like an enhanced human ability, the same Spirit is behind them all. One person might have a spiritual gift of resurrecting the dead, and another person might have the spiritual gift of administration. And yet it's important that we understand that they're all part of the same divine plan. They all flow from the same place. This is important because there's not meant to be a hierarchy in the church where one person is more special or holy or gifted than another. We have different gifts, but they're all equally valuable. The second important thing that Paul says here is about the purpose of these gifts. They're not intended to make us look impressive and godly, and in fact, they're not even really given to increase our own personal faith. No, Paul says, to each one, the manifestation of the Spirit is given for the common good. In other words, God gives spiritual gifts to individuals in order to build up the whole church together. We use these gifts to encourage and serve one another, and that's why they're given. It's another important reminder that God doesn't just want to know us one-to-one, but as a church too. He relates to us as a community, and his Spirit's work comes to life in that context. Perhaps the sign of a healthy church is one where the Holy Spirit's fruit and gifts are clearly evident, and that is a good challenge for all of us to think about. You might want to join me in praying this prayer. God, I thank you for your Holy Spirit. I pray that you would fill me again with your love and power today, so that I might be able to love and serve others in your name. Amen. There's now a chance for you to pray or listen to God or simply be still for a few moments. Each day on Orbit, we provide you with a simple challenge, something to do which helps you to put this little thought into action. And here's today's challenge. Think about how you manifest the Holy Spirit in your life, as in what it really looks like that you have the Holy Spirit. What are the fruits of the Spirit which you think seem to appear in you? You can look up Galatians 5 verses 22 to 23 if you want to see a list. What might be the gifts which the Spirit is developing in you? Spend a few moments in prayer asking God to show you these things and give some thought then to how you might develop them a little bit more. Maybe even have a conversation with someone else about this subject today. That's it for another Orbit. If you want to get in touch, you can always email martin.saunders@stmaryreigate.org or message us on Instagram. If you're on Instagram, we're @stmarys_satellites. Let us know what you think of these daily reflections. We really appreciate any feedback. We'll be back with another edition of Orbit tomorrow. Thanks for taking part today.